Well, we've known we faced big pressures in maternity and A&E because of large increases in demand for some time. So, and we knew that was meaning that we weren't providing the care that we wanted to for our patients. We'd already begun to take some action to improve. So the report was telling us we needed to do more, and we needed to make sure that we acted faster to make our services safer and better. So we have already decided to invest in additional midwives to improve staffing in the maternity suite. Those staff weren't in post when the inspectors came 5 months ago, but are in post now, and mean that the delivery suite is better staffed than it was at the time the inspectors came, and that some of the issues they saw have therefore been addressed, though we still have more to do. There's still work to do there. We've also made some changes to improve specialist children's care in A&E, and we've been working on the way we organise end-of-life care and the way DNA, CPR, do not resuscitate orders are organised and recorded and done properly. So there's already a lot of things we've done in the months since the inspection to make sure that services improve for patients. We've still got a lot to do. I was really encouraged by the fact that inspectors said staff here are hardworking, are caring and are committed to doing the right thing for their patients. And that, I think, gives us a lot of optimism that if we get the support right for staff and we get the facilities right and make some of the changes we need to make, that we should be able to deliver a big improvement in the year that we've got to do so.